T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Who's a bad driver? Who's a bad driver?
Okay, you can't look at me. I'm the best driver.
Every time we have this discussion, I don't even want to go through all the reasons why I fear being... you know what? It's actually been so long since I rode with you, you might actually be better. Because you might be mellowing.
I am mellowing.
Well, you also... And I don't know why. If you don't know this about Steve, let me tell you something.
No, you don't
Steve has
to.
One of the best cars ever made. He's got an Audi S5.
Thank you.
Just tricked out, black up. It's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
He has to take it to the dealership to get winter rubber put on it, and then summer, like, back and forth. And all he drives is this POS Jeep Liberty Patriot crappy thing.
It's my winter vehicle.
But you drove it all summer.
You're right.
You drive it all. Like, it's like.
I know. It got to the point because the rest of you are so bad at driving that I can't take my beautiful, precious automobile out amongst you now.
Do you drive that car the way you drove your Audi?
I do, and I don't care about this one.
So you don't. You're
like, I am so. If you cut me off, I'll let you smash.
You're looking for an accident.
I am basically.
AAA just released a report that millennials are the worst and most dangerous generation of drivers ever.
But wait, though, they're new to driving. Every generation that's new to driving is the worst.
Millennials,
right?
Millennials are older now. They're old enough to know better. 12% of them think it's okay to speed through a school zone.
Well, if it's after hours, you don't have to.
It's not a school zone when it's after hours.
Thank you.
So, no, they're doing it during.
Like college school zone, or is it?
yes, Steve. Driving straight through the quad of Lambda. Come on, dude. This is what we want from you is, and you can rat out a millennial. You can rat out yourself. We'd appreciate it if you rat yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you or someone you know a dangerous driver? This one's weird. I don't understand this, if you can actually be ticketed for this. A woman has been pulled over for being a dangerous driver because the cop saw her driving, one hand on the wheel. I'm sorry, right there, you're a way better driver than I am about 80% of the time.
Yeah, because you're a knee driver.
Knees, sometimes chin.
Oh my
Depends
God.
On what
are you
I got
doing?
Going. If I'm changing pants while I'm driving, which you know that I have.
And sure, yes, I've seen you.
Well, to change your pants, you have to take off your... shoes.
So you have, that's when you lean forward with your chin.
You're like doing something, you get your chin involved and your knees are like,
oh my God.
So you got one leg over on the gas pedal. Like when you take one shoe off, you have switched legs on the gas pedal.
Okay.
Anyway, I've used different body parts
to steer.
This woman has a hand on the steering wheel. I don't think she should get a ticket at all. The problem was her other hand was on an egg roll.
Okay. Wait, she's just bringing it to her face? We all do that.
The rumor is she might have dipped it, but if she wasn't holding the dip in the other hand,
true.
Or even if she was, you still can have your hand on the wheel and dip.
No, I bet you the dip was in the console.
I've seen somebody eating a bowl of cereal, man. And you have to hold the bowl with one hand.
I hate bringing it up all the time. You saw a family eating corn on the cob.
That was weird. But you can even do corn on the cob with one hand if you had to.
What is so pressing that I need to eat corn when I'm driving?
What? Fresh corn?
Okay, it takes 10 minutes to get home. It's 10 minutes to get home.
It's delicious. Yeah. The ticket she was issued actually says egg roll and dip in the remarks section of the ticket.
What kind of dip are you dipping on the egg roll?
Sweet and sour, probably.
Is it probably?
That's what
okay.
I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm dipping. Some people like the mustard, Chinese mustard.
It's got that.
It's a little too
fumes
much wang.
Too, yeah.
It's like
it's got fumes
that, like,
to
wasabi burn.
It does.
So, we're
What's
asking
your favorite
you,
dip?
What do you put on egg rolls? Lil D, you still with us? Are you, was that the last straw right there?
He's mixing wasabi with ginger.
Yes, he is. So that's actually somebody is a dangerous driver because of an egg roll.
Mm.
Somebody up in Steve's neck of the woods, the Minnesota area, just got busted for reading a James Patterson book while driving. I've said this before. When I was a courier, there was one courier. Her route was exact. Like, I was the courier who would drive fast and get stuff done. So I never knew what I was doing on any given day. It was like, could be going here, could be going there. If there's a heart, I'll get it. If there's whatever, I'm like, this chick had the route. She went to all the radio stations. She was the one who would drive to the airport, pick up a bunch of commercials, and then drive. So she knew her exact route. And every time I'd see her, she'd have her hand, both hands on the wheel, but both thumbs holding a book open on her steering wheel.
How can
she read all day, every day.
How can you can't, first of all, absorb what you're reading because your eyes are down, up, down, up, down. You can't do, but what are you?
This woman said she was way into this James Patterson book, and she knew it was a mistake. The cop pulled her over, but.
She got ticketed, didn't she?
She absolutely did.
Good.
But she's a dangerous driver, apparently.
See, if you ever read, I think you'd be reading books more than TV.
I know. I just watch the movies. Oh, my God. Is that a movie yet? I totally want to watch that while I drive. There's another couple who were affectionate.
Were getting busy? Was she like on his side?
That would be the only way I can see it happening. Mm. Unless she's driving and then you're...
There you go.
That's the only two ways to pull that off.
There's a third, but I'm not going to tell you.
Well, the other thing is, then your seat's got to be so far back. Somebody's got to have long legs or cruise control. If you're going to actually do that.
There it is.
Oh, God, Little D's got a theory. What?
No, I know somebody in high school who was doing that and had it on cruise control, and they wrecked because the cruise, like, they went around a corner, and the cruise control was set to, like, 75, and it was, like, a 45 corner, and they wrecked while
doing
getting busy.
Stuck?
They were not stuck, but the police found them in a state of
disrepair.
Yes,
really.
Yes,
That's a romance.
That's it. You know what? We got. I hate like being in the middle of a show and thinking of the next show. We still want you to call with your dangerous driving things, but we need to know. We need to do the thing that we did a long time ago with what would be in your debris field.
Yes, that's right.
Like, when you roll your car and what would come flying out? Because exactly. I just picked up a couple shipments of wine. So that would be in my,
that
but I would
fly.
like naked bodies in my debris field would be an awesome.
That's
thing
pretty
have.
Epic.
So then there was a guy who got ticketed for watching TV while driving through a school zone. Not a big deal.
Mm.
Another guy caught playing trumpet. Which one of you two saw a flautist? Was it one of you two?
Oh, that was Lil D.
Wasn't it?
I don't think so.
No, they were playing
you
the
didn't?
There was a news story a while back of
a flautist?
Yeah.
Because you'd have to stick it out the window.
Yeah, the flute would
the flute
have
would
to,
have to be or something.
A 27-year-old dude was intercepted by highway patrol. A bunch of people saw him in a black sedan driving erratically towards the city. When they got up next to him, he had a brass instrument out there, and he was like...
See, cornet is smaller. You go with the smaller
is
one,
it?
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
Cornet.
Bugle?
Yeah, oh,
something.
The bugle, then no vowels. The
there
bugle's
you go. See,
a valveless.
But yeah, but
then you don't need that other hand. Good point.
Thank you.
Hey, bugle away, man. As soon as you need to touch the valves. Wow, Steve is on to something. Trombone? Yeah, you got to move the slidey
thing. He's got a spit valve.
Yeah, what if you're going, and you just moved your head with
the
trombone?
Okay, could you not do that pantomime of moving your head?
Then there's another one. Well, there's a couple more, but this one is one of my favorites. In Montana... People were seeing a car swerving erratically, so the police finally caught up with them. They had 5 beehives in the car.
Oh.
And bees don't just hang in the hive. So they were...
Get back in!
He's like, get back in! I'm pulling this car over! They weren't. So he's like all over
what
the road.
What an idiot.
Like, you know, I assume...
Get some smoke in there.
Right. When actual bee guys move, there's some sort of barrier between the guy operating the dangerous vehicle and the bees. But this guy's got, I got a Hyundai Sonata. I'm going to try to move 5 hives today. Because he couldn't afford the van. Woo!
Did he buckle him in? Or he just got
he's
here?
Like... I don't think he had a permit to get movies.
He's smoking a cigarette. Smoke!
Yes! That might work.
Smoke it.
If you clam bake the
bees all
the way.
Why don't you go ahead?
Let's I'm picturing like a Cheech and Chong rolling out of the VW bus like, bees! Like...
Can we use your winter vehicle?
Yes, please feel free.
By all means. Finally, Ireland police pulled somebody over because they were eating while driving. A full plate of chicken curry.
Oh, curry. You're just stinking up the highway.
Well, it's not
now.
Even about that. It's it's the sides. It's like, ooh, the bacon wrapped asparagus is soggy. Let me put it in my microwave in my passenger seat.
Your food is ready.
Have you been a dangerous driver, Little D?
No,
you look like you have
not,
something to say.
A couple years ago, I was driving on the interstate, and I looked over, and there was a woman that was kind of like swerving back and forth erratically, and so I kind of stayed behind her until I got to a point where I could pass her, so I gunned it, and I was going past her, and I did like the, I'm going to look at this person and see if they look like as much of an idiot as they drive like, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, we all have to do that.
Yeah, and so, like, I looked over at her, and she must have, I can't imagine, like, Revlon would put car adapters on their hair straighteners or anything, so she must have had some sort of adapter in her car ready to go, because she had the full-on, like, hot iron flat straightener.
No.
Like,
and going, a brush.
Yes,
and
going through her hair, like,
no.
While she's driving.
While she was driving down the interstate.
On a highway.
At, like, 75 miles an hour.
Son of a
That's multitasking, though. You gotta respect that.
No, you
Not
don't.
A lot of women can do that.
Okay.
Yep, there was a controversial statement for today.
Yep.
Steve, you should take that back.
That was you, Slacker. S-L-A-C-K.
Okay, here's what we want from you. If you'll admit that you're the dangerous driver, or you want to rat out something you've seen, we're looking, and you don't even have to be a millennial. If you're just an idiot behind the wheel, we want your dangerous driving stories. Apparently, someone has seen someone playing the trumpet. Katie?
Yeah.
Danger, you saw somebody rocking a bugle, a trumpet, a cornet?
Oh, I did, and it was not me at all. I was on the interstate. I was a passenger in a car, looked over, dude was playing the trumpet, sheet music on his dash.
Get out!
Come
Dead
on, man.
Serious.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, when I'm driving, I'm improvising.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not
you're
reading
sheet.
Yes,
yeah.
I am full-on open solo jazz
you're
stuff.
You're riffing over
So you think he was going to a tryout or something?
Oh, my God.
I couldn't tell you. He didn't wear a uniform, but it was pretty funny.
You saw him, like, turn the page over to go to the next one.
Oh, my God. He pulled over to do that because that would be dangerous.
Yes.
Oh.
Had a spit valve he blew at you as you drove by.
Man, every time you bring up spit valve, it gives me a weird feeling.
I should.
Because it's just, I lived in the brass section.
This is gross. The carpet
the floor,
around. Oh, my God.
It was just. You're like, you're walking through like sodden. It was like,
yeah.
Oh, it's horrifying.
That is.
Thanks, Katie. Good luck
Katie.
Ever eating again or watching any of your favorite Trumpists. Ayla.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Dangerous drivers.
Alrighty. So I am a nursing mother and I work 12 hours a day. So I'm usually away from the baby for quite a little bit. And my job makes it to where I don't really have time to pump as frequently as I need to. So I kind of ghetto-rigged a way to get the pump to work in the car.
You converted it to the little 12-volt thing, and you're a full-on milking cow while you're...
How does that? So you're covered
driving
up
with my knees. Yep.
With your knees. So you can't. Yeah. Because you have to be with your arms.
Because you're holding two hands. My wife got to a point where she could hold both of the things with one hand across the middle. But as they get full, it's hard to hold them up.
So you had to use both your knees.
Both knees, both hands on your boobs.
Oh, my. So you're she's like this.
She's holding because they're like a suction cup and they like go. And then she's holding them
she's
up
like that.
And holding, and then driving with the knees.
Oh my God.
Yep. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay,
there's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah,
but you got to do what you got to do.
As a mom, best for yes.
Thank you for the call, Ayla.
Dang.
Lisa.
Yes. Oh yeah, guys.
Yay.
Dangerous drivers.
So my fiance thought it was a good idea to gun it over a roundabout. You know how they have like the big centerpieces?
Oh yeah. Rotaries, roundabouts.
So many towns.
It was a good idea to like go up to it and just gun straight through it.
What? Just one day, I wish other people besides me understand how a roundabout / rotary works.
Whatever you call it.
Yes. Yeah,
like Cape Cod towns, that's all they have, right?
Yes.
So that's where you perfected
it. That's exactly. We have huge ones
out
there.
And mountain towns sometimes have them.
Yeah.
I get it. I think your man is right. I drive a truck and I drive straight over the ones in my neighborhood.
Boom.
Because
it was truly terrifying. I thought I was going to die.
He didn't get caught doing it, though?
No, he didn't. The two times that he did get caught doing dangerous driving, we had gotten in an accident, so.
Yeah. Well, there's that. All right, thank you for the call, Lisa. Victoria.
Yay.
Dangerous drivers.
I've actually got two stories.
Okay.
The first one is about myself. I am a millennial driver, and I will admit to being a little bit dangerous, but I would actually take my iPad, hook it up to my Bluetooth in my car, and then put the iPad on my dashboard so that it reflected into my windshield and I could watch TV.
Oh, you gave yourself a heads up display.
Yes, I did.
That's it. Everything would be backwards, but still badass.
No, yes. No, if you lock your screen, it'll stay in place. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but on the reflection in your thing, isn't it a little bit backwards? Isn't the reverse image?
Yes, it would be like left is right kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's
pretty clever, actually.
Still pretty awesome. So it's kind of safe. But
Slacker,
it's kind of safe?
You can't wait to try that, buddy.
Oh, you kidding me? If I had my iPad here, I'd be doing it on the way home now. What's your other one?
So I lived in Florida most of my life. I just moved here. And I worked at a salon in like a strip mall. And there were Florida ceiling window panes. And so I saw through the window at the reception desk, this person just like screeching to a halt right in front of the salon.
Oh, God.
And so my boss runs out, and apparently this woman had snakes popping into her car because they had crawled into the hood of her car. And in Florida, most snakes are poisonous. So
yeah.
I would just say this.
Freaking out.
I don't want to kill anybody, but if there's a snake in my car,
you have no.
Yeah,
I'd bite the head right off.
No, I'm like, I'm not looking at pedestrians. I'm saving me.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, I'm just glad she didn't run into the salon at the rate she was driving.
Oh
my goodness.
My God.
That's pretty dangerous as well. Thank you, Victoria. Seeley.
Yeah.
Dangerous drivers.
Yes, I have to totally admit that I am a dangerous driver.
What do you do?
Well, I live above 10,000 feet, and when I need to go to the big city and drive down the canyon, I am shaving my legs.
What? Like one leg hanging out the window, or?
No, I don't do a chin drive, but I get down there and I have a bowl of water in the console.
What? How come
you cruise control then when you're doing your right leg?
Dang.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you're sculpting as you go?
You landscape too?
Yes, I am. Well, when we come down, we got to assimilate. So when in Rome, get those leg shaved.
Oh my gosh.
I can't decide if I would find that hot or dangerous if I was driving next to it.
Exactly. I'd be like,
I would say a little bit of both.
A little bit. And you've never crashed as a result of your scaping technique while driving?
No, I actually put down the shaver so I could call you.
Oh, wow. Oh, we're flat.
All right. That's fantastic.
That's flatter, yes.
Thanks, Seeley. Good luck getting all cleaned up there.
Jeez.
Bree.
Yay.
Dangerous drivers.
So when I was younger, my mom used to get migraines all the time, and she would lose her vision, and she would have me drive from the passenger side, and she would be in charge of the gas and the brakes because I was too short to reach, but I would steer.
And then you would say stop if you needed to stop?
Yep, correct.
And this like for like hours or just?
For years. I mean, I did it from pretty much 10 until I was.
Why didn't you just get into the driver's seat?
How about, if you feel a migraine coming on, maybe don't go out.
There's that.
I don't care if you got dance class that day.
Dang.
That's muy dangeroso.
Nice, Bree.
Wow. Thank you for the call. Ella.
Yay.
Dangerous drivers.
Okay, so I'm on the highway, and I'm a terrible driver, and I'm a 90s baby.
Oh, boy.
And I'm putting contacts on.
Okay, let's start there. You're supposed to already have your vision corrected before you start the vehicle.
Ella.
Okay.
I was in a hurry. It was my friend's engagement, and I was already 30 minutes late.
Okay, but still, you
so
don't
you put your contacts in. Any other beautifying that you did while on that drive?
Yeah, I was putting on fake eyelashes and mascara.
All right.
And
full
face of makeup on.
Ella,
no, that's oh my god! Somebody, if I see somebody putting contacts in, I'm running them off the road.
Me, thank you.
Oh my god! Thank you for the call. You still want to tell us what an idiot you are on the road? Get home first,
please.
Pull over first, then hit up the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.